This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
It is draft day in the National Football League, and while you wait for your team to make their pick, BetMGM Tonight, following us here on the BetQL Network. BetMGM Tonight, your destination for analysis and insights about your team's newest player. As the picks are being made, the crew going to bring you all the angles on how to bet win totals, division winners, award markets, and more. You can listen everywhere with the free Odyssey app. It kicks off at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. Following us here, You Better You Bet, on the BetQL Network. Connor Allen from 444 and BetSports will join us in 20 minutes. Last-minute bets on the NFL Draft. Pete Blackburn from What Chaos, amazing hockey show. Pete will join us next hour on the show talking NHL postseason, including his Bruins against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we have just a bleep load of open space in which we will discuss tonight's NFL Draft, including in the Power Hour, final hour of the show, which will feature all our bets as well. For the NBA and NHL postseason tonight. We'll get to my mock in a second, and we'll talk through a lot of the stuff, but let's start here, Ken, with what's happening with the Los Angeles Rams. We talked about in the first hour of the show that Diana Russini of The Athletic tweeting that the Rams are looking to trade into the top 10 of the draft. Her first tweet did not specify like what the Rams were looking for, which led to a lot of people speculating. Could it be a quarterback with Matthew Stafford on like very much the back nine of his career? Could it be a receiver with Cooper Kupp, like basically like a full on dust ball at this point? Could it maybe be for Brock Bowers? Could it be for a defensive lineman to replace the recently retired Aaron Donald? Ken, what's the latest here on what we're thinking, what's being reported about the Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of rumor, right? So the Russini tweet just says no quarterback. That's like the second tweet that follows up. Just it's not going to be a quarterback. And so I think that still leaves rampant speculation. I think the thing, like if you're on social media, you're talking to your friends, you're in chats, whatever, Brock Bowers is the name that gets said the most. It's just worth noting. I was surprised based on that reporting, like how little his draft position moved as a result of kind of everyone speculating that he was in the mix, to the degree that the over on 11.5 on his draft position has just gotten bet back to being a favorite again. I will also add that last night I bet his over on 11.5, and I think I have like -108 and -116. And like seeing the Rams trade, I just go like, oh no, like this is like the kind of thing that you got a bad feeling about, because it brings in another potential option of a team that maybe takes the player that you don't want to go there. The Bowers draft position is so interesting because it seems like, and this doesn't have to be true, prior to the Rams trade, it struck a lot of people, this is not unique to me, that if you were to like probability chart Brock Bowers, you would say like
a sentence.
0%, like 0%, I mean, until the Rams gossip, 0% 1 through 9 probably, and then 10 Jets, where he gets mocked all the time, some probability, and this is where it's like you can get into subjective and semantics kind of stuff, where it's like, was it 40%, 80%, whatever, he's one of the players it seems like could go there. And then 11 is Minnesota, who we kind of now get rumblings like maybe they're cooling on trading for JJ McCarthy, trading up for JJ McCarthy, maybe they stay at 11 or move down or whatever.
That was, and they have TJ Hawkinson, like they're not taking Bowers.
Right, they're not taking, well, the thought would be like, could the Colts trade to 11 and take Bowers if he was available, because the Colts apparently, again, being tied to Brock Bowers or an offensive skill position player. So I kind of did like you know, you do the back of the notebook calculation and you go like, look, this bet's going to lose sometimes because the Jets are going to pick them. The Jets can pick a receiver if Roma Dunze falls. The Jets can pick an offensive lineman for depth. The Jets can trade the pick. The Jets can trade up. The Jets can do a lot of things, and they're all in the probability chart. And to me, like, Bowers just didn't occupy enough to make it like even money essentially each way on something like 11.5, especially once the Jeremiah mock comes out and he basically says like, kind of hearing the Vikings are not maybe going to trade up for McCarthy. They would just take him there or later. It's like, oh, okay. So now 11 seems a little more stable than it was before too. Okay. And again, it's just a probability thing. And the Rams trade's the same thing. Like, it's just a problem. You do throw in another potential team that's going up for a skill position player or an offensive lineman. Like, it could be anything except a quarterback. So again, you have to kind of like put that into the probability chart. Nobody knows who it is. I just think it's really interesting that there can be so much speculation that like, well, Bowers, like that would be awesome. And then at the same time, you look at the betting market and be like, well, in the place that takes the most with rebets, how's Bowers' position? Actually, people are betting over now. Oh, well, that doesn't seem that, put it this way. That doesn't seem like people know. That doesn't seem like it's Bowers and it's close to being done or something along those lines. So I think it's a really fun conversation. Like, who do you think the Rams would go get? I mean, like a move up to, you know, 8, 9, 10, like anywhere in that range. Big time player, obviously. Is it the third wide receiver? Like, do they think someone's going to fall? Is it like, do they think Joe Alt's going to be there and the Chargers are going to trade and it's going to get weird? Like, again, like, who is it for? That's a really fun conversation. The betting market is not like responding like there's an answer to this question right now that's known.
I'm really excited because we've been talking about all of this for a long time. Like 4 hours from now, we will know like a lot of the, not all of the questions, but we'll have the answers to at least some of them.
Third pick.
Literally. Yeah.
The Patriots pick is probably about 4 hours from now, right? Less.
Definitely less.
Giants pick 4 hours from now? Nah, they'll be done too.
Well, because they're going to pick at 3.
Maybe it is the Patriots pick right about now. That sucks.
Anything happening? Oh, Diana, I'll tell you what. Diana, like, not Russini getting a lot of flack, like The Athletic and the New York Times. New York Times owned the failing New York Times. Owned The Athletic. It's not failing that much.
We love all this cash around. We can't call them failing. We play the word games every day.
So. I have to tell you something. Like, you could be like the world's biggest like Trump Republican, and this is not a criticism or like complimenting those. You could be the biggest conservative of all time and hate the New York Times, and still admit that the New York Times word games are the best things ever. Like, period.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Every day.
And that's the end. That's the
every
end
day,
of the story.
Locked and loaded. Hated. We'll say hated the circles in the big crossword. Hated them, despised that concept, and it like made me not it, like I stopped doing.
When
it
is that? That was today's.
That was last.
I didn't play the big crossword.
Today's, so it came out at 10 o'clock last night. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so good on this concept. I'm so good on it.
I have. I'm gonna, like, yeah, maybe
when,
I'll do it.
When you learn
later,
what the theme
know.
Is, you're like, oh, that's cute. Don't ever give me a crossword like this again, please. Please don't ever do that.
Did you play Connections today?
Yes, got it really fast.
I got one wrong, and made me really upset.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yesterday's was weird for it. It took me a long time to get yesterday's.
I didn't get yesterday's because I had no idea like what a poodle skirt is.
Yeah. Well, we did the other three sets and then skirt was the only thing left. And I was just like, eventually I'm just like, I just put it in. I don't care what the connection is. Like,
and
it's the last
and I,
one.
And I play with my wife and then this woman, Dawn, who Ken knows from my wedding.
Absolutely.
And she's like,
love
yeah, like she's like, Nick, like how, of course you didn't know that. How would you know what a poodle skirt is? Like, it was around when like she was younger. It's like, that's so great. I literally had no idea what it was. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. So the New York Times, The Athletic, like pay Diana Russini a ton of money. And everyone's like, oh my God, I think she is the person at the New York Times that like makes the most amount of money on the payroll. Everyone's like, how could this be? How could you do this? She's like kicking everybody's ass. Like, she's doing an amazing, like, well worth every penny, like she is to them right now. Coming out with tons of good reports here. And we'll see how accurate it is. But, like, I'll tell you what, she's creating tons of content. She's doing a great job.
Yeah,
she
we
just
love her.
Tweeted. I think she's awesome. Again, to be clear, not a criticism. I think this is money well spent by them on her. She's earning her money. She tweeted, the Bears open for business at 9, telling teams they're ready to move for the right price. Well, okay, if we wanted to do a really shallow connecting of dots here, the Rams are trying to go up to 10 or into the top 10, and now we have her telling us that there is a team in the top 10 that is interested in trading out. That's not like the New England Patriots or like the LA Chargers.
Huh. How about that? You put two and two together there too. Huh? That's really funny.
The other thing there is that presumably to get ahead of the Jets.
Right. Skill position player. Would be your guess there. Doesn't have to be Brad Bowers, but he'd be in the mix. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible they can move up for an offensive lineman, but all everyone keeps saying is how deep this draft is a tackle. And right. I forget who tweeted that. I remember someone said this, and the person is reputable, whoever it is, that I think it might have been Schrager, who's like very tight with McVay. That's like well known that Schrager and McVay are tight, saying that I think this might be McVay's first ever first round pick. I don't think they've made a first round pick since Jared Goff, and that's when Jeff Fisher was the coach. McVay's never made a first round pick since he's been the Rams coach, that they're taking offense, that they're drafting offense. And to me, offense does not mean offensive lineman. That means like skill position player for Sean McVay.
Means Brock Bowers or Roma Dunze if he falls, or Neighbors if he falls, which is unlikely if 9 is what we're talking about. But the funny thing here is there's like an inevitable slide. By the way,
of course you got connections today so fast because it had like it was the spreadsheet thing. Like, I had no idea what any of these things were.
That was like the first one I got. I got those things.
No clue what that was. Zero. Sorry that I just jumped in there, but I like remembered that. I was like, I remember even thinking like Ken probably got this in 3 seconds, like all the spreadsheet things.
I did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I did. I got it in like 5 seconds. It was the first one I got. Because I'm a huge dork. Whatever, it's fine. One of the clues in crossword was like the biggest name in sports betting. I was like, I can't wait to hear this is, and it's a rival sports book that I can't mention. It wasn't BetMGM. I wrote BetMGM in, even though there weren't enough letters. But you know,
what the hell well, Strands did something last week on like a character classes in like Dungeons and Dragons, and I got it in like 4 seconds.
I got that so fast. Yeah, my wife was
okay,
like,
so
I don't.
Great.
We got halfway done with it, and my wife goes, I still don't understand. And I just go, it's okay. It'll be done in a couple minutes. That's what she said, right? So it's just, you know, it's like, it's really fun. It's just like that one was so dumb because I just go, I can't believe that this is this is my area of expertise. Like, I got this. And my area of expertise is writing, like, the word paladin in a freaking word search thing on the New York Times. Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, figure, like, Bowers are the third receiver that falls. That's like those are the two things that make the most sense. I guess the kind of like fun pretzel here that you tie yourself into, like if they're exploring the trade already, I think I said this already, but I just think it's like fun to work it out. If they're exploring the trade, let's say the Rams and the Bears are talking about the 9th overall pick. Like if it has to be for someone that they think is very likely to be there at the 9th overall pick, which isn't the three receivers. It's none of them. Like, even if it's Odunze, you'd want to, like, wait a really long time to know that he was there. Bowers is gonna be there. So if it is him, like, you do this, you get him. That's how it works. Like, that's how it works. Or if you really like one of the tackles, it could be that. But to your point, like, we don't think that's what it is. Rossini says it's not a quarterback. Like, I get, the other possibility is, well, there's plenty of possibilities. One other possibility is, like, it's an edge, and nine's just the only one they can trade with. So it's not jumping the Jets, it's just jumping to nine because you want to get, whatever, Dallas Turner because you don't think Atlanta's going to pick him, for example, something like that. And or you want to get, you know, one of the edges, whoever your edge of choice is.
I don't think that's what it is.
I agree.
I'm just filling out the whole chart here.
We're just filling out the whole chart. Like,
and I just want to say, like, that's like an educated guess by me. That's not just me from, like, shooting from the hip. Like, I feel reasonably confident in that.
Right. It doesn't have to be jumping the Jets. It could just be that the Bears are the ones that answered the phone call and, like, actually said, sure, we're interested in it. Maybe the Jets don't want to do it. Maybe the Jets still think they can go up and get a receiver and move from 10 up to do it. So, like, they don't want to trade down, even if like, you would call them. So it doesn't have to be Bowers. But look, like, if we get to the draft and it's Bowers, it's an easy narrative to tie together. Offensive coach, first round pick for the first time, Jets mocked Bowers, Rams want to get in front of him, take this, you know, clean, kind of, like, awesome tight end process. Prospect, totally possible. It would just be, I just want to update his draft position one more time just to be like, is this getting, I mean, it's just like, it's just not there. Like, it's just not being bet. So, like, that's a fun story and you can bet it now at a really good price, but no one's doing that. So, like, do with that what you will.
Yeah. I think this tells you, like, the Bears are not taking a receiver with the second first-round pick. Because if they were, like, why would they trade down? Unless, like, they felt like they were all going to be gone.
Reb, you don't know the timing of trades, too. Like, it could just, if Diana Rossini's reporting discussions, it could just literally be discussions where, like, hey, like, after the eighth pick, we're going to give you a call and, like, see if, like, we want to do some business based on who's there. So, like, there could be. Like, maybe the Bears are like, man, we don't know if, like, Odunze is going to be there at nine. And if he's not, see ya. And, like, well, yeah, we're willing to kind of get out. If you want to come in and take Brock Bowers or you want to take somebody else, like, we're good with that. You never know, like, how this stuff goes. Like, they haven't consummated the trade yet. I guess that's the important thing.
And maybe it's, you know, I'm creating hypotheticals here, but whatever. Yeah. We don't
but
have
they're so fun. Really, yeah. This is the best part. Because, like, look, there nobody has the goods right now on anything because it would be in the market. Nobody has. If you're like, well, you guys don't have any info. Guess what? Nobody does. Look at the markets right now. Nobody knows. Look at the third overall pick. Think anybody's got the goods right now? Come on. So it's just the hypotheticals are the fun part. The mock is the fun part. Play out the strand, like play out his strands, just the thread of like, if this, then this, then this, then this, try to see if they're like, are there big prices that are actually reasonable to go? I said this at the start of the show, I think, or maybe off the air, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, who's making all those picks? We have no idea. Probably. Oh, could be literally anybody. Like, it doesn't have to be the position that team needs. And I think that's what we're figuring out based on the reporting that's starting to come out.
I wonder if the Bears, like, know, like, I know that they know this. They know, like, the Rams report is out there, and they're basically being like, hey, Jets.
Right.
Like, you want your guy?
Pony up.
Like, pick up the phone, baby.
Yeah.
Is that a Travis Scott song?
Buy out of this Brock Bowers. I don't know. Yeah.
Coming up next. I'm trying to think of how to work like Lady Gaga telephone into this, and I can't because we're out of time. Connor Allen gives us last minute bets for the NFL draft. On the other side, Nick and Ken, You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the Bet.